Yeah, so I think there's really bright lines between my bill and the expansion of the FOID Act, frankly. So the kind of the ethos behind my bill is, frankly, the FOID card is unconstitutional. And not only that, but it's unneeded. It's outdated. It's a simple redundancy. Back in 1968, when the FOID Act was implemented, this was a way to do background checks for people purchasing guns. Whereas today, we have the instant federal background check, the 1173 form that you have to fill out when you purchase a firearm. Even though we have the FOID card in Illinois, you have to present your FOID card, and then you have to fill out that federal paperwork, when in fact, to get the FOID card, you're basically filling out that form to get your FOID card. So it's a redundancy. It's a cash grab for the state of Illinois, and it's kind of a trap, because if you're legally, if you're out there transporting your firearm in your vehicle to go to the gun range or whatever it might be, and you happen to not have your FOID card on you, it's a misdemeanor, and that's troubling for somebody that obviously was background checked twice to purchase that firearm, once with the FOID card, once with the federal background check paperwork to purchase it. And now they're going to be, you know, they're going to get a misdemeanor. So, yeah, it's something we need to get rid of. It's outdated. It's a redundancy. And now on to the Fix the FOID Card legislation that we see now. We're adding on top of that. Not only are we doubling the cost of what a FOID card is, that FOID card is going to have to be renewed in half the amount of time. And you're also going to be forced to be fingerprinted. And you're going to have to pay for your own fingerprinting. So I don't know how much farther some of the anti-gun folks can go with stomping on the Second Amendment rights of people. But it's got to stop, and it's actually got to go the other way.